Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Thursday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Good morning.
Darren Moore, Sky Shabalala, hello boys.
Oh, how's the thing?
Welcome to day 6 of the 12-day overcast, rainy, fog and misty weather that we have.
We got day seven. Yesterday, the people in Pietermaritzburg really had me worried because I saw the pictures of the hail in Pietermaritzburg and I was getting all ready for it. And it was just like all these dramatic storm warnings. And I think we had maybe like 3 lightning bolts.
Yeah.
That was it.
I actually and got really home after up. Our very long shoot and cleared out the garage so I could protect one of the cars from this imminent hailstorm. Which was, as you said, 3 drops on the kennel. That's it.
But Maritzburg, though, wowzers.
Yeah, so I saw the videos of Maritzburg, and then I was like, okay, so it's coming to Hillcrest. Let's get ready.
And?
And waited. Yeah. Waited. And then went on to play soccer. It started raining, but waited again.
Only we had a reliable weather girl on the team.
Anyway.
That's a good thing no one lives there.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, yesterday I made a big boy call. I'm now a big boy. It's official. I thought I was a big boy, but now I really am a big boy.
Yeah, you are a big boy.
Just set the scene. Sky, you remember coming to my place in Prestondale?
Yes.
We would sit there, we'd game.
Yes.
You'd have your lazy boy.
Showcase.
I'd have my lazy boy. In fact, my lounge was designed around the TV gaming at Lazy Boys. It was a bachelor pad kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Now, I do remember having one or two dates with the Lazy Boys, right? So there is some memory there.
Okay.
Yesterday, I put them on Marketplace.
No.
And they're gone.
But they sold so quick. That's amazing.
Really amazing.
Did you see Darren's Lazy Boy and they just went
actually,
boom?
Anna put them on. And she was like, whoa, hang on a second. 28 hits for this. We can actually choose. We can cherry pick who we would like to have.
Did they have to go as a pair? Like, cannot be separated?
No.
Like puppies.
It was like, I thought it would be easier if someone just came and took them both rather than having to engage with 2 separate people, 2 separate transfers, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the bit. The cool bit is the guy who came to collect them didn't know whose Lazy Boys they were. It actually ended with him saying, can you sign my Lazy Boys? I'm like, I'm not doing that to a Lazy Boy.
Was an East Coast fan.
He didn't. Well, we have a few of those out there.
Yeah.
And it actually turns out, how weird is this? It's such a small world. Durban's a small village. It really is. But it's a small world. The guy who's going to be using them built the precinct where they're testing the virus. Vaccine here in South Africa, and he works with Professor Tulio de Oliveira. We interview Tulio. This oak builds stuff for Tulio. I've given him Lazy Boys to sit on while he does work, and we'll get the reports back from Tulio.
Unless the lazy boy stops him from working because he becomes a lazy boy, and now you're the reason why we don't have the vaccine.
Yeah. See how it works. These things start.
I like the theory.
Breaking news. It's Lazy Boys. Slow down the virus.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.